Welcome back to the Dylan Gemmelli podcast. So today I'm going to give a breakdown of what is becoming one of the more popular peptides out there, and that is AOD9604, which stands for anti-obesity drug 9604. So what I want to do, I want to give a breakdown of everything that I can possibly think of that would need to be conveyed to give a proper education on what AOD actually is. We're going to go through mechanisms of action, side effects, what you can expect from it. But then I also want to look at it as maybe a possible alternative to GLP-1 use. Some people like to run them together. I just want to get into everything AOD9604. I get a ton of questions about it. And a lot of people that have me on their shows, their podcasts, they like to bring me on to discuss peptides. So I want to try to give everybody nice, thorough breakdowns of each compound, especially the ones that are becoming more popular. So like I said, anti-obesity drug 9604, it's actually just a synthetic peptide fragment. Now, it's derived from the C-terminal end of human growth hormone. So initially, it was developed to combat obesity, but people are starting to know it for its ability to promote fat loss, boosting metabolic function, supporting joint health. But the beauty of this is you're getting all of this without the adverse effects that you normally see when you use exogenous HGH. So unlike using HGH, when you use AOD, you're not going to have a negative effect on your blood sugar or your insulin sensitivity. And it's not going to cause growth in your organs or tissues like HGH certainly can. So what does it do? Well, it selectively targets lipolytic activity. So that makes it a much safer and a more targeted solution for people that really want to get sustainable weight loss and are looking to improve their metabolic health. Now, I want to talk about how it actually works. So a lot of times what I find is that people don't explain mechanism of action. They'll just tell you, well, it burns fat, or it does this for your possibly increasing your hunger. It heals you. But why? How? So let's get into that. So one is it's going to increase your metabolic rate, but the beauty of that is without muscle loss. So it's going to enhance your metabolic efficiency by a few ways. First, it's going to upregulate fat metabolizing enzymes. It's going to increase your caloric expenditure while you're resting, but it's going to spare lean muscle mass. That's a really big factor in long-term weight management. Now, this is in contrast to a lot of typical weight loss approaches that we see. And it oftentimes you see with GLP-1s, especially people losing a lot of weight really fast, but it's not sustainable. And they're sacrificing a lot of muscle, which is very, very damaging to your long-term health. Now, it also activates fat-burning receptors. So it functions by stimulating the beta-3 receptors found in adipose fat tissue. And these are key regulators of lipolysis. Now, lipolysis, for those of you that don't know, is just the process of breaking down stored fat. Now, once it's activated, these receptors are going to initiate the conversion of triglycerides into free fatty acids and glycerol, which are then used for energy production. It also supports insulin sensitivity. Now, this is key here. So there's a lot of evidence out there that says that AOD may also improve insulin sensitivity. And what can that potentially do? Well, it can lower your risk of type 2 diabetes. It can enhance nutrient partitioning, and it can stabilize your blood glucose levels. So this makes it very, very, very intriguing for people that have metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance. Now, I want to talk about a little bit of the science behind AOD9604 and weight loss. So I said this earlier, It was designed by isolating the lipolytic. Now, lipolytic means fat-burning area of the HGH molecule, and that is specifically amino acids 176191. So this particular fragment actually retains the fat-burning capacity of HGH, but it lacks the growth-promoting effects that contribute to organ enlargement, joint pain, and insulin, like I was discussing earlier. There's a lot of negative side effects that have been associated with HGH. One would argue that that could be dose-dependent, but it also, everybody responds differently, and I've seen people running low doses of HGH that develop a lot of these problems. And so to have something that can have some sort of similar effects, it's certainly not the same as HGH, but without the side effects. Because I always am the risk versus reward guy. And I don't care if you can get big results doing something. If you're sacrificing your health, what does it matter? I care about long-term and sustainable outcomes. I don't think anybody should just want the quick fix if it's going to come at a cost of either long-term negative effects, or what is actually the point in yo-yoing up and down if you know that you can't keep off weight loss, or if your gains are going to dissipate and you're going to be worse off than possibly when you started? So keep all of that in mind. Now, I want to discuss a little bit of clinical evidence. So let's go look at some animal studies that I have here. Preclinical studies in mice and rats actually showed that AOD stimulated lipolysis and it inhibited lipogenesis, which is the formulation of new fats, and it prevented weight gain. So this is a very dual action approach, and it enhances fat breakdown and it inhibits fat formation. And that really, really makes AOD a very, very, very optimal and potent option for combating obesity. Now, there's not a lot of human trials here that I have, but there was a randomized placebo-controlled study in obese adults, and it showed that AOD actually significantly reduced abdominal and total body fat over several weeks of treatment without serious side effects. Now, I want to talk about some other health benefits of AOD aside from what we're talking about with weight loss. And that comes with joint and cartilage repair. So obviously the main draw to AOD is going to be the fat metabolism, reduction in weight. That's what it seems to be the most popular things that people are after right now, is something like AOD, GLP-1s, things that are inducing weight loss. And then things like BPC-157 that are helping to heal people much quicker. These are the two most popular, but there are so many other peptides that people are all over now. But in general, these are the two most popular I'm seeing. With these regenerative properties, we're looking at cartilage regeneration, joint inflammation reduction, pain relief during physical activity. So if you have joint pain, maybe something like, I don't know, osteoarthritis, this is showing that it could possibly improve both mobility and exercise sustainability. And we also got to look at enhanced mobility when it comes to weight loss. So when you are improving joint function and reducing pain, AOD can really help you to increase your physical activity, because what's happening here? Well, if you look at it and you think about it, it's creating a positive feedback loop for accelerated fat loss, cardiovascular health, and even mental well-being. So I want to just give you a quick summary of why AOD is becoming so popular. Well, one, it's non-anabolic, so you're avoiding risks of HGH, as I talked about earlier, organ growth, insulin resistance. You know, there's a lot of people that have water retention, increased blood pressure. There's a lot of things that can go along with HGH. Joint support, like I said, you could see a reduction in inflammation. You can promote cartilage repair. Targeted fat loss is clearly the main thing that most people are after. Reducing visceral fat without affecting lean mass. See, that's the key for me, without affecting lean mass. Now, obviously, these are diet dependent, but when you have something that can reduce weight and it's sparing muscle, I mean, that's what everybody wants. And that brings me to muscle sparing. So when you're preserving muscle tissue during weight reduction, that is huge. That is normally one of the biggest problems with weight loss compounds that I run into, one of the many side effects for most, but losing muscle can be very, 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 very detrimental. I mean, if it gets really bad, and I mean, this is a serious case, it can be even fatal as you get older, and sarcopenia is a real thing. Now, that's the extreme, but we don't want to lose muscle in the process of losing weight, or we want to spare as much as we can. Your metabolic boost. So we're talking about enhancing fat burning efficiency while at rest. And then, like I also mentioned, insulin sensitivity. So we're helping to stabilize your blood sugar and reducing risk of diabetes. So AOD is going to offer a science-backed targeted approach to fat reduction with added benefits in metabolic health and joint support with a low risk of side effects. So I want to take a look at AOD for metabolism enhancement. I want to get into that a little bit. One of the most compelling benefits that there is with AOD is its ability to enhance metabolic function. And that makes it so strong for weight loss, but for improving metabolic health. People forget about just metabolism in general. So just real quickly, metabolism in a nutshell is the biochemical processes that convert food into energy, eliminates waste, synthesizes essential molecules necessary for survival. So why do you need a healthy metabolism? Well, you need it for blood sugar balance. You need it to regulate hormones. You need it for energy production, and you need it for fat utilization. AOD directly supports these pathways by modulating fat oxidation and metabolic rate. Also, it's going to enhance fat metabolism. So AOD is going to increase the body's BMR, which is your basal metabolic rate. What does that mean? Well, that enables you to have more efficient conversion of stored fat into energy, even when you're resting. So this metabolic boost is going to help you break through weight loss plateaus. It's going to improve energy expenditure in people that have a really slow or sluggish metabolism, and it's going to accelerate fat loss. Then we've got improvement in insulin sensitivity. So beyond the fat burning, it's going to help support insulin sensitivity. Insulin sensitivity is a very, very key aspect of metabolic health. So when you improve how your body responds to insulin, it's going to stabilize blood glucose levels. It could help to possibly prevent type 2 diabetes, and it's certainly going to reduce the risk of insulin resistance. So this is a dual action approach here, fat loss and glycemic control. So that makes AOD an all-around comprehensive solution for enhancing metabolic function. Now, let's just talk about looking at AOD against traditional weight loss methods, just going on diets, over-exercising for a lot of people. It requires a pretty strong effort. A lot of people that can't seem to make the time to do that, can't make the sacrifices, don't have the dedication, etc. Although I strongly urge you to work out properly and eat properly while using anything with the expectation of it working. But when you go around other methods like this, you could actually slow your metabolism. You could regain weight after you stop doing it. You could lose lean muscle mass. So why does AOD stand out? Well, it targets fat directly where some traditional methods don't. It can preserve muscle mass where some traditional methods don't. It can enhance your metabolism at rest. It can work with very, very strict calorie restriction, and it can improve insulin sensitivity. Now, it works independently of calorie intake or physical activity, though it works best when paired with a very healthy lifestyle, as I mentioned. Don't expect things to do the work for you. Just because I'm telling you that it's supposed to do this on paper, that does not mean that you have a license to be lazy card by using it, by any stretch of the imagination. Please don't do that, and don't take verbiage or facts for me indicating that that would be okay, because I don't care about these studies or what it's designed for, what it says. I can't get behind that in any way, shape, or form, but I want to give you the facts on what it's supposed to do on paper. It's going to target fat at the molecular level. So what I like about that is it makes it ideal when you've hit a plateau or you're struggling with traditional methods. And that's kind of where I'm going with this. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the safety profile. So from what I've seen, and I've been studying this for years, is that it's really well tolerated. It doesn't affect your IGF-1. It doesn't alter glucose. It doesn't cause organ or cartilage overgrowth. It's, like I said, and I've said it time and time again, it's very different in terms of side effects with HGH. Now, there's typical side effects you can see with peptides. Where you inject, you could see some swelling or redness. This is, for some people, unfortunately common. Mild headaches, maybe some discomfort where you inject it. If you have peptide hypersensitivity, then be very careful. Now, let's just kind of talk about how we're going to incorporate this. So it's a subcutaneous injection, and it's a sustained release into your bloodstream. So basically, you're just finding a fatty layer under your skin. It's a very simple insulin needle poke. So it's very, very easy. I would recommend, from what I've seen, once a day dosing. Most people take it in the morning, and it gets kind of personalized in terms of your, based on your weight, your metabolic health, and your treatment goals. And that's something that you should kind of discuss with a coach or a doctor or physician on what exactly dosage that you would want to run. But you got to, like I said, listen, you need to have a really good diet when you're using AOD. You need to have really strong, regular physical activity. I'm not saying you need to go be Mr. Olympia here, but you should work out while you're using it. And you really need to make sure that you're having good sleep and adequate stress management. I see people that they're using things and they're not understanding why they're not seeing results. And so many people, they are struggling with stress. They're not getting enough sleep. They're all over the map with their training. And then they want to take everything and expect results. And that's just, look, I don't like to give people false hope or anything of the sort. And I don't like to come across like I used to do this in the past where I'd seem like I was lecturing. I certainly don't want to do that. I just want to stress the importance of things and keep it real with everybody. So, you know, dosing for people, I don't want to give a specific dose. I want to be careful with that. But generally speaking, I see 200 micrograms to 500 micrograms a day. So average what I see is 3 to 350 for most people, where they find it to be the most effective and don't run into any sort of side effects or anything of the sort. Now, there are studies going on right now for actually using AOD to treat type 2 diabetes, to treat insulin resistance, to treat non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So, you know, one thing that I read, up to 95% of people that have type 2 diabetes, they also show to have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. That is just, it's troubling to hear. And that really emphasizes the need for multifunctional metabolic therapies. Now, one other thing, as I talked about before, is what AOD could stimulate cartilage repair and support joint health. Here's a study for you. 2015, it showed that AOD 9604 injections, especially when they were combined with hyaluronic acid, actually significantly improved cartilage healing in an animal model of osteoarthritis. So there's things on the horizon here. Now, one thing I promised to also discuss was talking about AOD as an alternative to GLP-1s like semaglutide and tirzepatide. Now, as I said, I kind of went over the mechanism of action. So GLP-1s work by regulating blood sugar levels and appetite, but AOD 9604 is going to focus on fat metabolism, promoting fat burning without directly impacting blood sugar or insulin resistance. So AOD is designed to mimic the fat burning effects of growth hormone while avoiding the potential side effects associated with it. As I said before, it's not a direct agonist of the GLP-1 receptor. Now, GLP-1s are used to manage blood sugar and type 2 diabetes, but they've also been shown to promote weight loss by reducing appetite and slowing down digestion. So AOD primarily works by boosting lipolysis, which, as I said, is the breakdown of fat, and preventing lipogenesis, which is the formation of new fat. So it's going to improve overall fat metabolism, while GLP-1s are going to go after, you know, impacting your blood sugar and your appetite. So GLP-1s are just going to make you not hungry and not want to eat. So the one thing about AOD is it's not FDA approved. So you got to use it off label in conjunction with the GLP-1, where with GLP-1s, they're FDA approved. They're much easier to get. Now, if you want to use it in conjunction, as I was going to say, I got crossed there on my thoughts. You can also do that. I've seen people do quite well running them together. Just understand that when you're looking at these, and I put them side by side, the GLP-1 is going to drop more fat more rapidly. However, is that sustainable? I don't know. From what I've seen on several studies and from what I've observed, a lot of people find themselves not only gaining the weight back, but gaining a lot more back. And I'll have to do a separate discussion on that because I've got study after study after study showing that. Now, in fairness, I've seen a lot of people who use these properly that don't dose too high, that microdose, that are seeing much more sustainable weight loss and are able to eat more. Because when you're basically going into starve mode because it's telling you to not eat, you're certainly sacrificing muscle and it's very problematic. It's not a good long-term solution. As I said, AOD may not be as drastic on the onset, but what are we going to do? We're going to look at long-term solution. Long-term solution here would argue that by its mechanism of action, along with being muscle sparing, that it would be the better option. However, people are going to look at weight loss on paper, total amount of weight loss, and then they're going to say, well, it's not even close. Well, you have to look at the bigger picture and look about what you're looking at long-term. It's always risk versus reward, in my view, on what you should be looking at and focusing on. You know, everybody's different and some people don't look at it that way. And I'm only here to try to educate you on what I feel is the best approach or the safest approach. And look, I want people that are working hard, that are taking these things, that are taking the time and making the sacrifices to really get what they're expecting and to have results. Because, you know, take tirzepatide or semaglutide for several months, you run into side effects, you stop taking it, which you're just not going to take it forever. And then you see the weight coming back and it's not sustainable. I mean, that can be detrimental to your mental focus as well. So these are all things to keep in mind and things that I would really think about when you're comparing the two. Now, you can stack them together for sure and see how you respond that way, because they're two completely different mechanisms of action. And the hope there would be that the AOD is going to spare some muscle, but you can expect to just not eat and spare muscle too, which is, you know, the problem with people that run GLP-1s too high. So these are all things to take into consideration when you're looking at what to expect. So I mean, AOD really is showing a significant advancement in our whole look of weight management and metabolic health. Since it targets fat metabolism and its ability to enhance insulin sensitivity and support overall metabolic functions, it really, in my view, makes it a really strong solution for people that are struggling with weight loss, metabolic disorders, and just want an alternative to GLPs. I like the safety profile. I like the minimal side effects. So it makes it appealing for a therapeutic option. Just understand that it's not FDA regulated. So there is some risk there. And where you have to go and buy it, you have to look underground at research chemical sites, for example. It offers a complementary approach and it addresses the biochemical and the metabolic aspects of weight gain. So when you incorporate AOD into a comprehensive weight loss regimen, you can achieve not only more effective, but the key word that I keep stressing, sustainable results. So, you know, I feel AOD, and I've seen many people talk about it, has the promise of transforming the way we approach weight loss and metabolic health. The mechanisms are innovative. Their broad-ranging benefits are there. It makes it a really valuable tool for fighting obesity and related health conditions. So people that are seeking a holistic and science-backed solution to weight management, I think it's offering a beacon of hope and a pathway to a healthier and more vibrant type of life for everybody. So that's my view. That's what I've come to learn over the years, what I've seen. I've witnessed a lot of people use it. I've seen people discuss it in multi-views, multi-facets. And just remember something, too, that I think is very, very important that people forget. I can sit here and give you every single fact under the sun. That doesn't always mean it's going to apply to you. Every single one of us is different. That means we could be dose dependent. That means that our bodies may accept it, reject it. We may need more. We may need less. Everything when it comes to these are trial and error. The facts that I give you are on the more common side, but that doesn't necessarily mean you will be on the more common side. And I think that's important. I really struggle with the people that come on and teach and everything is me, 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 meaning that they're just relating it to themselves and they're not looking at the bigger or broader picture, or at least stressing the fact that this was my experience, but that doesn't necessarily mean it'll be your experience. And so I want to stress that, because anybody that gets up here and tells you this is the end all be all, that's it, they're just not being honest, or maybe they just don't understand. And I want to make sure that's corrected. I don't know everything, but I know what I know. I know what I've seen, and I've been doing this a very long time. And so I want to make sure that I stress every little thing that I've learned and that I've made mistakes on, and my methods of teaching in the past, and just everything that I've learned. I want to be appealing to everybody. I want to reach everybody. I want to keep things as easy to understand while still getting behind the science of everything and explaining it. And I just want to take the time to show different options and alternatives for people out there. Peptides are amazing. And there's so many now, and there's more constantly being developed, more being studied, more things we're learning. And I want to be able to educate everybody on that. I want to bring this goodness of information and option to light. So, you know, I want to say thank you to the people that are watching, that have watched through, that have listened through all of this. I've had an overabundance of support, and I'm beyond grateful, and I really appreciate everybody's encouragement. And, you know, I do my best for everybody, and I will continue to do that. I'm on a mission. I'm doing God's work, and I thank everybody for supporting me and coming along on this journey with me. Stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli, signing off.